Perkei Daled, Mishnah, Aleph, the 14th chapter, the first Mishnah. Mishnah begins as follows, Shemona Shratzim Hamurim Batorah. The eight types of Shratzim, eight types of rodents, the eight low moving things, is perhaps another way to understand the word Shratzim, mentioned in the Torah. These eight type of shratzim are the weasel, the mouse, the great lizard, the gecko, the land crocodile, and the lizard, the sand lizard, and the chameleon, as listed in Sefer Vayikra. Hatzadon v'achova behen chayav. A person who traps them and a person who bruises them is chayav. When he traps them, is chayav because people do trap these types of animals for their skin, for their hides. And what exactly is the reason why a person who wounds them would be chayav? Because their skin is actually a little thicker than other types of rodents, therefore, when they get wounded, when a person wounds them, what happens is the blood is that it gathers under their skin. And therefore, it is only this thick skin that is preventing the blood from oozing out. So we look at it, we consider it as if we are taking a life from them in this location. And therefore, really, it's considered a tolada of Nitilas Neshama. That is according to some of the Rishonim, namely Rashi, Tosfos, and Ran. Other opinions actually say no, because there's a sense of discoloring from the blood, which has collected underneath it. And that actually would be a tolada of teveah, of dying. That is how Rashi also explains it. There is another opinion that actually says that since the blood is being removed from a certain place, it is considered really a tolada of threshing. That's according to the Rambam. It's quite a difficult opinion to understand. Regardless, we see here these types of rodents, these type of creatures, which are disgusting and they crawl around. A person who injures them, causing it to blemish and causing them to have a type of wound, the blood gathers under their skin, definitely transgresses the Isir and Isir Doraisa. And as we mentioned also, Tzad, trapping them also is Asur Doraisa, because they are trapped for their purpose, they are trapped for their hides and for their skin. However, says the Mishnah, are Shikatsim were Masim, but other types of vermin and disgusting crawling things, Achovo Behem Pater. A person who bruises them would in fact be Pater. The reason is because as long as no blood oozes out externally from them, they're not really considered wounded at all. However, the moment the blood does come out, it would come out externally, the person, of course, would be chayav, just like if he caused the wound to the Shemona Shratzim, that the Torah actually mentioned, again, because the Tolos Neshama has taken a life from them. What about in terms of trapping? So, Atzav Atzorech chayav. The person traps them because they need them. There's something they're actually going to do with them. This individual would be chayav. For example, you only need them for medicine of some sort. Person would be chayav because they were obviously in the state they were untrapped, and now you want to trap them in order the medicinal benefit from them. You want to use the animal. There's something positive that can use the animal, and therefore you're chayav. However, shalom tzorach patur. If a person traps the animal, shalom tzorach. You're not trapping them because you want this animal itself. And these animals are considered not be'inom, you know, they're not usually trapped. and therefore, if a person really is trapping them because they don't want the animal, they're just as dangerous or they're scared of them, they're not interested in the animal itself, in such a case, a person would be patur. The Mishnah concludes, Chaya v'ov shivershuso, beasts and birds that are already captured in his property, Hatsadon Patur. The person who traps them would in fact be Patur because they don't really require trapping because they're already trapped in a specific place. However, Achova Behemen Chayav. The person who bruises them would in fact be liable. After all, these animals have skin, and therefore, a person who wounds then would be chayav. Since they have skin, we discuss what happens to the blood forming underneath, various reasons why it would be aser on Shabbos to bruise them. Actually, is an opinion based on the Bartanura, who goes on to explain that a person who wounds that is chayav, really all the cases of this Mishnah, only when they are interested in using the blood for a type of medicinal purpose, a type of remedy. If, however, a person just bruises the animal just in order to cause damage to them, then it's a state of destruction. It's nothing which is constructive or productive. In such a case, if a person performs an action of destructive nature, it would actually be putter. It's, I think, an important comment made by the Bartanura. A person is bruising them in order to use their blood for something which is productive. That, and only in that case, would a person actually be chayav, would a person be liable on Shabbos. Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, "An ain osin hilmi b'Shabbos. Person may not pick a brine on Shabbos. V'l osin hu es meh hamelach v'tovel bahen pito v'nosin l'so chatavshio. However, one may make salt water and dip his bread in it, or add to it cooked food." What exactly is the situation that we are concerned with by making this brine on Shabbos? So the truth is, this brine, this hilni, is a mixture of water and salt with a little bit of oil. And that was used, in fact, to pickle various vegetables. And the concern was that a person who would make such a concoction, it would look as if we are preserving these vegetables, which was an Isser Durabanan. However, if we just make a small amount, then people recognize that, no, he's not doing this to preserve food, but rather he's doing this in order to season food, and to season food on Shabbos, to improve the taste of food, would be in fact permitted. So that is why if it's a small amount of salt into water, you make of this mini type of hilni, this mini type of brine, that you're not making it to preserve food, to preserve vegetables, whether you're doing it to improve the taste, almost like a type of salad, type of vinaigrette that you're creating, that would be permitted to make this type of salad dressing, I guess, in order to add taste to various vegetables. If you're making too large of a quantity, then it looks as if you're preserving food, preserving vegetables. That is aser midrabanan. However, Rabbi Yossi takes issue. Am I Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, "Hello, who heal me? But isn't this still prickling brine? So you're making a small amount. What's the difference? Ben merube uvein luad. What's the difference if it's a large amount or a small amount? It is still as if you're looking to cook a brine, and someone might see you and say, 'Look what you're making. You're making this concoction. You're making this salad dressing. What are you talking about? A small amount of salad dressing for vegetables. Why not make a large amount to preserve various foods?'" Rather, says Rabbi Yossi, "The elu hen me melach hamutarin. This is the only permissible way to make the salt water, to make this hilmi, to make this brine. No sin shemen batchila lesoch hamayim o lesoch hamelach. You first create this type of brine, which would in fact remove the potency of the salt. So what must you do first? Before you add the salt into the water, you first put a little bit of oil. If you add a little bit of water, and the oil, in fact, weakens the effect of the salt, and it no longer resembles this type of hilmi, this type of brine that you would create to preserve the food. First adding a little bit of water, and then salt, and afterwards the oil. There, in fact, in such a case, you're making a much stronger salt water, and that would, perhaps for an onlooker, look as if you are creating this type of brine to cure the food, and that would be usser. But if you add the salt water, first the oil into the water, before you add the salt water, that would be permitted, even according to Rabbi Yossi, because that removes really the power, the potency of the salt water, the salt's effect on the water. However, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, and in fact, as long as you make a little bit, a small little concoction of the salt water with a little bit of oil and mixed together in order to dip your bread in it or to dip vegetables, that would in fact be permitted. We are not concerned that a person might say, "Oh, a little bit is permitted, therefore perhaps a lot might also be permitted as well."